Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Shocking Blue bringing us back to 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Have a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico. Cliff is the author of the eBay Marketing Bible. Cliff, tell us how we can find you online.
Okay, the best place to find me online is at www.succeedinginyourbusiness.com. That's my syndicated column.
Right.
Appears in lots of newspapers and small business websites around the country where I am doing a regular update on this whole e-commerce tax thing. So if this is something that you're worried about, it's a good site to bookmark.
Succeedinginyourbusiness.com. Check it out. And they can find your books there too, can't they?
You sure can.
Cliff,
or anywhere that books are sold, including Amazon. I might as well give them a plug since we're they got to make back that $5 million that they spent in California.
Exactly.
So
we're talking about
it all on my books.
We're talking about the whole debate about internet sales tax, and I have to say it that way because it's just a debate right now. Nothing's really happened that much, and the idea is that there are billions and billions to channel Carl Sagan. There are billions and billions of dollars, tens and maybe hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue being lost across the country, according to the states and the local municipalities, in sales tax revenue when you buy online and you don't pay sales tax when it's shipped to you. And the problem that we've had up to now, that the reason that they haven't passed this thing, one of the main reasons, I think, Cliff, is more of a technology thing, because there are approximately 7,000 or more, a little bit more than 7,000 sales tax jurisdictions in the country. And so if I've got a little soap company, am I making soap or I'm distributing some little, I've got a little home, you know, home office kind of a business or whatever, or a bigger business, I've got to know how to remit the taxes, whatever they charge,
to every one of those
groups. And that's one of the reasons why this thing, it's been an onerous situation for small businesses.
Oh, it absolutely is. There's about 7,500 sales tax jurisdictions in the U.S., not just states, but some local governments, counties, improvement districts. I mean,
Cliff, listen, I have collected sales tax in a local area and state before, and it's not uncomplicated just doing it for one entity, let alone 7,500.
Yeah, that's true. I totally agree with you. There are, on the web right now, sales tax calculators that will help you calculate sales tax in just about any jurisdiction in the country. Somebody types in their zip code, and you can know exactly how much you have to collect. The problem, as you correctly point out, is remitting the tax.
Yeah.
Once you get it from the buyer, what do you do with it? Mm-hmm. You know, what form do you fill out? How do you send it? You know, you could easily have one full-time employee working round the clock just handling all of that.
Most
small businesses, of course, can't afford that luxury.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so it's going to really hurt e-commerce. It's going to impede e-commerce. And you know, Cliff, until they come up with a national amount that's collected one time, and we know how much it is, and then that money is deposited with, let's say, a zip code, a name and a zip code, that amount is remitted to one central clearinghouse that then distributes it out to the municipality or the state. Until there's some kind of a central system like that, it's not going to work.
And there's a movement afoot to do just that, Jim. It's something called the Streamlined Sales Tax Agreement. If you're interested, you can check this out. The website is streamlinedsalestax.org. There's a D in there. Streamlinedsalestax.org. This is a voluntary agreement. About 21 states have signed on to this thing. It's a voluntary agreement that says that if federal legislation passes to authorize interstate sales tax, we will start collecting each other's sales tax, and we will streamline our rates. We will, we'll coordinate all our exemptions so that if something's exempt in one state, it'll be exempt in another, and all of this. And it's right now it's strictly voluntary. You know, nobody's really worrying anything about it because, again, there's that 1992 Supreme Court case that says that the states can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute we do have legislation, then we will be seeing this. And there's a greater chance. Every Congress, somebody introduces a bill
right.
to overturn that 1992 Supreme Court case. And it never usually gets very far because, of course, all the online retailers lobby the heck out of it.
Well, plus it's not easy anywhere. To overturn a Supreme Court ruling.
It is not easy. However, there's a pretty credible challenge this year. It's something called the Main Street Fairness Act. And because the minute you hear the name there, you know who,
right.
You know who's pushing for it.
Yeah.
It was introduced by Senator Richard Durbin of Illinois in July. Coincidentally, Illinois is one of the Amazon tax states. And basically what it basically would do is it would repeal the 92 Supreme Court ruling, and it would make the state, it would enable the states that have this streamlined sales tax agreement the ability to start enforcing it. So that's something we have to keep an eye on, and we have to keep an eye on because of that. But one of the things that came out of that California settlement, Jim, and this is really the thing, you know,
the California settlement with Amazon. The California settlement with Amazon that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, that's right. The settlement with Amazon, this only affects California people. Why are Jim and Cliff talking about this? The answer, because as part of the settlement, Amazon promised that it would start throwing its weight behind a federal initiative to push interstate and internet sales taxes forward. They're basically, you know, changing sides here and saying, you know, instead of fighting this, we're going to push the federal government to get a solution. And if we don't get a solution by September 2012, well, then, California, you can go ahead and enforce this tax and we'll go along with it. We'll help you out. That's the settlement that they
made. Which basically throws small business e-commerce companies under the bus.
Well, to put it this way, they're going to have to start lobbying like heck to make sure that this doesn't happen, and that their legislators know, wherever
right.
they are, that, you know, hey, we're out there and we vote too. You know, we have
right.
there are reasons why we do things the way we do. We can't keep track of all these 7,500 jurisdictions around the country.
And let me give you a website, a group, folks who are working on that. If you're wondering how you can make your wishes known, there is an organization called actonline.org, also netchoice.org. Those two groups are working on this. If you'd like to go check out what they're working on to protect you so you aren't hurt by this Amazon bill. Tintail, stay with us. Right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.